Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
You know, maybe Kamala Harris is just so used to running with someone who should honestly be in treatment for compulsive lying that it wouldn't be the same.
This is true.
It wouldn't be the same with Joe gone now. Anybody check in? Anybody check in, see if they found the remains of Uncle Bozy in New Guinea?
Former President Biden.
Causing an international incident. Yeah. We needed their help against China.
Yeah.
Instead, he enraged the leader of New Guinea by suggesting people who live there eat people.
Right.
When it turns out lying about what happened to his Uncle Bozy. Now we have Tim Walz. And this is, you know what this shows? She didn't vet him. She did not vet him, or she did, and she was so desperate for someone to run with her, she took him anyway. It's one of two. And if she didn't vet him, it was because nobody else was willing to do this. So she said, okay, you. The entire top tier, as I've documented, quietly dropped out of the running to be her running mate, with the exception of Josh Shapiro. And his case is sketchy. There are news reports out all day yesterday saying, hey, you know, he was beginning to have a bad feeling about this. Didn't want to do it after the interview right now. So I don't know if that's him covering up or what. Who knows? But everybody else quietly dropped out over the last 2 weeks. They got too busy. Wanted to finish their term. No time to run for vice president, said nobody ever. Unless the woman on the ticket's so bad, you've seen the internal polling, that you run for the hills. And I think this guy, while she needs somebody with significant status to run with her, I think he's a governor, and she needed somebody who'd do it. And he said, okay, I will. Well, you're looking at right now why you've never seen this man's face before. You don't recognize it like you would a Gretchen Whitmer, who's a top tier Democrat candidate. She's tier one, say for, you know, president. Same with Gavin Newsom. You could probably pick them out of a lineup. You can't pick Tim Walz out of a lineup because they've never put him forward. And this is why. Lying, stolen valor, unbelievable story. And when you see everybody he served with in the National Guard come forward and go, this guy is lying. We've called his office when he was governor. We've told him to stop. We've asked him to stop. We've asked him to stop claiming positions, that he achieved positions in the Guard that he didn't. And most outrageously, that he went to war with the other members of his National Guard unit when he did not. When he did not. So, Lee, this has been going on for a long time, okay? A long time. This has dogged him since at least 2018 in Minnesota. And yet, Joe Biden style, Joe Biden get caught in the most outrageous of lies. Oh, I got an award from Amtrak when I hit 1,000,000 miles. Oh, who gave that to you? Oh, this great guy. He's great. Turns out the guy was dead and had been for like 20 years when he supposedly awarded Joe this award. I mean, and then Joe just gets fact checked, keeps telling a story as if to make it real. Walz is the same way. She put up on the campaign website a clip of him lying about his military service. I don't know if they didn't realize it or the campaign staff that didn't bother to vet him, figure the media would cover up whatever was out there. I don't know.
I think it's bad. I think it's the latter.
You think so?
Yeah, I really do because, you know, As you see, quickly after this emerged, you've already got Laura Ingraham with interviews with folks who had served with him. So these issues were known. I think the Republican strategist and machine there was aware of it, and they were ready for it and pounced on that immediately. And so they had to have known. And I think that they realized that this will get coverage on talk radio and Fox News and a few other conservative outlets. But the vast majority of the American electorate that doesn't get their news from TikTok or MSNBC or CNN, they're not going to hear about this. It's just not going to be a factor.
I don't know. The thing they can't, you can't, here's the thing. They can't think that anymore. Because
there's something called X, yes.
Yeah, and I mean, people are getting the news now. It is the number one most downloaded news app, and it's not even a news source, really, but it is.
Yeah, exactly.
And so This is a problem for them. You can't just send the FBI through the back door that they had built, and X had one too. It's shut now, to just make this go away and silence accounts that are talking about it. You can't, that's not going to work. Here's Tim Walz claiming he went to war. And what's so bad about this clip? He's using this supposed war service that he did in a war zone with a weapon of war that he carried to try to take away guns from me, you, and other veterans like my husband who have guns, who actually did serve and did not lie about their service.
I spent 25 years in the Army and I hunt. And I gave the money back, and I'll tell you what I have been doing. I've been voting for common sense legislation that protects the Second Amendment, but we can do background checks. We can do CDC research. We can make sure we don't have reciprocal carry among states. And we can make sure that those weapons of war that I carried in war is the only place where those weapons are at.
Sorry, you didn't.
Yeah, no, you didn't. Okay, here is, this is retired Command Sergeant Major Thomas Behrens. Okay. Behrens is the guy who, when Tim Walz was he was the Command Sergeant Major of his unit and had been promoted to that position conditionally.
Provisionally, yes.
Yeah, because you have to finish 2 years of training, but you sign something saying, I'll finish it. Here, give me the rank now and I'll do it. It's like going to college for two years. So he signed it, happy to sign on, found out that his unit would have to go to Iraq and immediately retired. Okay, you can do that. Not real honorable, but all right, you can do that. You can leave your unit in the lurch because you don't want to go to Iraq. But then you lie and tell everybody that you went to a war zone, that you fought in a war, that you carried a weapon of war when you did not.
And had a rank that you did not complete the requirements for.
Because once he retired so as to avoid service in Iraq, he had not completed what he had signed the paper said he would do for the rank, so they demoted him.
Yet, he
continued, even on his governor's page in his campaign, claiming to have the rank.
Yeah.
So the members of his unit who fought in Iraq, and by the way, some of them died, have been following him around ever since. They call the governor's office. They call the media, take the rank down. No, you don't have that rank, bud. You got demoted. No, you didn't fight in a war. So this guy that I'm about to play for you assumed his position and took his National Guard troops to Iraq instead of Tim Walz going. So he actually went and did it. And he gives an interview and he's like, well, they call me up. Tim's retired. Do you want this rank? Do you want to go? And he said, I guess if nobody's going to lead, I will. So he goes to Iraq and he serves. And then he watches Tim Walz, governor of Minnesota, repeatedly take credit for doing what Command Sergeant Major Thomas Behrens actually had to step up and do because Tim Walz went AWOL. I mean, it's outrageous. Here he is responding to this clip. This is Laura Ingraham last night responding to this clip of Tim Walz claiming he went to a war zone with a gun.
I mean, if he thinks Italy was a combat zone or a war zone and he was carrying that in war, he's delusional. I mean, that was all said just like him saying he was a command sergeant major, just another way to embellish his career beyond what it was. Stolen valor for the people that actually were in war, and he's acting like he was in war. Well, yeah, he carried an M16 back when we were in, I don't know, maybe he never even had the thing out of the supply room in Italy. I would really doubt if he ever did. I don't think I ever had my weapon out in England, but I was out there making sure that they had food and making sure that they had a good place to sleep and made sure they leave. I mean, that's what a first sergeant does. In a deployment like that, I mean, you're in charge of leave and passes and duty roster and different things like that. I doubt if he even took his damn rifle out in Italy.
He went to Italy, not Iraq.
Yeah.
And yet, I mean, continues to claim that he fought in a war. And all they're asking, the members of his unit who actually did go fight in that war, all they've been asking for years is for him to stop lying about it.
And Tom, you can serve 24 mediocre years and be in a frumpy uniform and do your 24 years, but that's not turning you into a super soldier that did what he thinks that makes it look like he did.
Wow. Right now on Twitter, all of these guys who actually did go to Iraq mm-hmm. are posting pictures of themselves in Iraq.
Yeah. With weapons of war,
saying, you know, here I am, not Tom Walls. You know what I mean? Not Tim Walls, excuse me. Here I am, I'm in Iraq.
Yeah.
Actually went, see?
Yeah.
And this is off. So here's what happens. This is where this gets crazy. So for the better part of 3-4 years, we've seen Joe Biden, when there's the slightest hard question, he comes out, makes his statement, takes no questions, and gives you his back, right? Joe Biden walking away, that would be the picture that would most define his presidency, the back of his head.
Walking would be being complimentary. I'd more like say shuffling.
Shuffling. All right. That's a little more accurate. Yeah. And walking away from hard questions and not taking them. Well, Kamala's begun to do that, too. The media fires questions at her after she makes a prepared statement. She turns, gives him her back, and walks abruptly away. Well, Tim Walz had to do that yesterday because the media was saying, hey, listen, J.D. Vance is out there. He served. He's saying, you stole valor. You are stolen valor. Could you respond? He's standing there. He's taking a photo op. As soon as the media asks that question, he walks away.
Governor, Vance accused you of stolen valor. Your response? Governor.
Walks away. Walks mm-hmm. away. That look, but last year my daughter was in this class where it was actually really fast. It was a college class she took in high school, and she was studying the feudal system.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, the whole family got into it because we learned a lot of things about Europe. It was European history, and it was really cool. This is exactly how the royals treated the serfs. They didn't feel, they felt like they had been given their positions by a divine right. So they didn't ever have to justify themselves or explain themselves to the peasants. They controlled every aspect of their lives. But there was never any justification, never any explaining, wasn't needed. That's how they act. Mm-hmm. She's acting like she's royalty. And like a royal back in feudal times, she never won a single vote. Not one. You know, you'd think the way she acts and the way he acts too, by extension, now that these people had won some sort of national election, she had to drop out of the primary before a single vote was cast. She never won an elector because she couldn't get the support in the polls and couldn't get the money. And she acts like she has been anointed by God the way royalty believe they were. What you're watching is the absolute opposite of democracy. I don't know if she's going to get away with it. And I can't imagine what kind of president she'd be if she does.